You're listening to Money Making Mothers with Carla Edwards, where we discuss the highs and lows of being a working parent, how to master the art of spinning plates, and to remind ourselves that just because you became a mother does not mean your dreams no longer exist. You can have it all.
Hi everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Money Making Mothers, where I'm joined by the sensational Janine Spriggs, who is the owner of Head Candy Hair. Now, the business started over 10 years ago and has grown from strength to strength, with now four companies running under the empire. She's just about to open a second salon, and she's recently started doing her own hair, which is being shipped worldwide. She really is amazing, and she's managed to do all of this whilst raising two children. I hope you all enjoy it as much as I did.
Hi, I'm Janine. I own Head Candy Hair Extensions, Caricature London, Hairless Clinic Teesside, and Head Candy Training Academy.
And how many kids have you got?
I've got two kids.
So you actually are a mother, that's why you're on the podcast.
I am. I try to be a mother sometimes.
So, obviously, I know you on a personal level anyway, Janine, as I was officially your first ever
client.
Do you want to just like give a bit of background on that first?
Do you remember the first time I'd done your hair? It took like 10 hours, and then we ran out of hair because you had so much hair. Your hair was like a mushroom.
No, it come out and I couldn't hold my head up off my neck because there was that many rings in it.
And you were like, you kept saying, do you really issue you putting up in? We just had to keep ordering packs and packs of hair. God, you were the worst.
And do you know what I was thinking actually the other day when you said you were going to do this? I thought, I remember coming around your house and going, I need you to wash my hair. I can't wash my hair with these extensions is too much. And I actually still do that now. Like, if I need my hair washing, blow drying, and straightening, somebody has to do it for me because it's too much pain to remember.
Oh, Carly, you're lucky that I wash mine once a week. I can never be asked.
But, like, what, tell us, obviously, I know what you did and I know where you've come from and how unbelievable you are and what you've done, like, genuinely. Like,
do you think I'm unbelievable, Carly? Tell me why.
I do. I think you're inspiring because what you've, like, not being bloody, like, it's not an Annie show, but like you were, you know, you didn't, everyone sees all the glam side of it now, but it wasn't like that when we started. It's like I used to babysit for you and it wasn't like all everyone sees now. And I think what you've done in the last, is it 10 years?
11 years, it's been 11
years. Unbelievable.
Oh, it's been hard work though, I'm not going to lie. We literally started from nothing, well, I did anyway, like nothing. I think it was like family allowance you had years ago. What type of benefit was it? I can't even remember what benefit it was.
And you used to go to the post office to get it stamped.
Yeah, I used to check your milk tokens in at the shop. I used to put a milk tokens in and say, oh, can I get some bread for that?
And you put it on the other day where you said about the pound in there.
Oh, God, we used to tell you where you put the pound in.
When I used to be able to get your kids, you'd go, there's £5 on tokens. There's a £5 on tokens and a tenner in the kitchen for a takeaway.
Yeah, they always sorted out the food. But yeah, we literally never had a penny, but I just wanted it to work so much. I'd done a hair extension course. It was like £1,000 then. It was so expensive, it's still cheap now. But I was really good at it, and then I was practicing, I just I knew I had the knack for it, and I thought, I'm going to start this. And then I started working like non-stop from morning to night, and my mum used to come round and say, Janine, listen, it's 11:15 at night, you need to stop now. Like,
this was still in your house.
This is still at home, yeah. And I used to think to myself, like, that I'm going to have to get something sorted, because like, can't carry on working all the hours when you've got the kids in the house and stuff. Just don't know, it's like, wasn't right, was it?
So where did it start then? So how did you get the balls to open up the salon?
So basically, my brother rang me and was like, oh, there's a salon, there's a shop over Colby New opening, it's really cheap rent, why don't you go for it? And I was like, oh God, I don't know what to do, it's a massive risk. And he was like, what are you talking about? You're already established, like, it's just changing location. I was thinking, My mum and dad were like, oh, it's a bit of a risk this, because they're like, obviously, they're worried all the you worry about your kids, don't you? And I was like, anyway, I went to sleep and woke next day. I was like, no, I'm going to do it. I think the rent was like £270 a month to this shop. That's all it was. It was just cheap as out. And I got the shop. And it was literally me and my friend, like my best mate, Emma at the time, who was working. She used to do the removals and stuff. She's a hairdresser. And then, so we got the salon. We always called it the rabbit hutch because it was so tiny. And it was scruffy ass. But obviously, our problem, you're saying, I think I spent about £5,000, which to then I was like, oh my God, it's massive amounts of money. Like,
it is.
But obviously, you just think, I don't know, like, you just, When you look these days, you spend £5,000, you wouldn't get nothing, would you? Them days, we've just managed to get everything. But anyway, we've done the salon all quite nice. I was like, look, it's like Kim Kardashian's bedroom floor. Have you seen the floor? Like, we're all coming with this black and white. Disgusting now, but it was mint back in the day. Anyway, we done the salon out, and then we went from that to, like, I think it was like 10 staff. And then...
What, in how long?
In, was it like a two-year? I can't remember now. And then obviously we got the second salon, which was a lot bigger, and now we've got 16 staff. So it just
grew. Oh, there is?
Yeah, there's 16 staff now.
Oh my god.
And then we've just got a new salon, so we've actually got two now. This, the second one's a hair loss clinic.
So, like, is the head, obviously the head candy's staying as it always has for extensions, but then you do hairdressing and there's beauty, isn't there?
Yeah, but the second salon, what we do with that is we've got the head candy, which is going to be the salon. The second salon is going to be beauty, aesthetics, hair loss clinic, training academy. We're going to have like a photography room to get all your photos took in there and everything, because I think sometimes when people get photos done in the salon, because it's that busy, you feel daft. I feel stupid. I wouldn't want to stand in a busy salon getting a photo.
Yeah.
So it's like, in the new salon, we'll have this like new photography room, so we can go in there and get all like good professional pictures.
Yeah, but it
so
is mint, the salon.
Oh, it's a really good vibe. The staff are amazing. Like, you couldn't... The team we've got now is probably the best we've ever had. It's definitely people have came and gone, and I miss them loads. Like, but now it's just like, I don't know. We all bounce to each other like one big family, really.
But it actually is. You remember that years ago, that program? I can't remember what it's called. Where it was like a salon.
It was called the salon, wasn't it?
Was it? And it was like basically like just a real life drama of what was going on. And that's what the salons that you walk in.
I mean, one day you've got like, you know, me and Jake are killing each other. The next day, Jake and Megan are scrapping. The next day, you've got Emma crying in the kitchen. Like, it's just mental. But we're all like so down to earth and so. Like, I know everyone loves the salon, but I think some people as well think it annoys me, because some people think, oh, but it's an intimidating night. It couldn't be any more fair from the truth. It's so down to earth and so normal.
Like, yeah, because sometimes, no offence to anyone who runs the business like that, because it's up each to their own, but sometimes you get like, when you get established and you've got a name, like, let's be fair, your brand's absolutely mint. Like, everyone knows the brand, and it's very well known, and you get a lot of interaction, but people would think, well, you've got to do it like this, or you've got to be like all prim and proper, and your client.
Yeah, totally, just not.
It's like you walk in, it's like, ah, you're fine. Like, it's just totally normal.
Yeah, it is. Oh, people, do you know what, Carla? People come in there and come, like, don't even come and get their hair done, they just come and sit with us and have a cuppa. They just gonna love the vibe that much. And that's how I've always wanted, though. Like, other people are like, oh, I couldn't run a business like that. Like, well, each their own, but I could. Like, my staff look at me like, man, their best friend. Sometimes that's not a good thing, and not like. But they know where they stand. Like, they know when I'm a little bit on one. They know, not that they ever push me in, because they're really, really good. But I don't know, I wouldn't want them coming to work.
Because they have a close relationship.
Yeah, really close. Yeah, we're like best friends. And I wouldn't want that. I don't know, like, I wouldn't want them to not want to come to work. And I wouldn't have ever had a problem. They would tell me, like, I've got a problem. Like, that's just, I prefer that, really.
But was it, did it make you die when you had to go from like just you doing your extensions to actually being a boss?
Oh yeah. Do you know what, sometimes I don't like it, you know. I don't like that boss role. Like,
I can't imagine.
I know, we've got Michelle the manager now, and Lisa, she deals with all that, like, because that she interviews and everything. Because if I interview someone, I like what they've got on, I think, oh, she's gorgeous there, I'll give her the job. I'm really, really bad where Michelle sit them down and, like, you know, found them out. She's like, no, I'm not. And I'm like, oh, but Michelle, she's lovely. Oh, I feel dead sorry for her. She's like, why? I'm like, I don't know, she's just dead nervous and I just feel sorry for her. She's like, oh, for God's sake. Like, no, I'm like, I just give anybody a job. But yeah,
but it's gone well, hasn't it?
Oh, like, it's gone really well. Yeah, our brand's massive now, it's chipping worldwide. We've done really, really well with that, the hair brand.
That's so, where did that's the wigs, isn't it?
No, so we've got Head Candy Superior is the hair brand. I forgot to mention that beginning, actually. That's our new hair brand. So the brand we use.
You're actually your own
brand
hair.
Yes, we started that 2 years ago. Well, started sampling hair 2 years ago. And the past year, we started investing, bringing, like, obviously.
Yeah, so you do the hair. You do the hair brand. You do the salon. You do the
wigs.
The hair loss.
And the training academy.
And the training academy.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I know. It stresses me.
Which is your favourite?
Right, it's quite mad. I love extensions, I love them, but we've got all the girls on them now. But and I love seeing my clients who, because I still do clients' hair from 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Still the same people, and I've watched them get married and have kids, dead weird. But hair loss, now I hated it when I first done it, because I wasn't really good at it, and I like to be a bit of a perfectionist, I couldn't stand it. But then the more practice that I'd done, like, had, the more better I got at it. And I absolutely love hair loss, because I tell you what, right, you could get somebody in there for a consultation and they've got no hair or 50% hair or whatever, and they're like looking at you for like massive amounts of help, and you're like, oh god. Anyway, when you say, oh, I can do your hair, they're like crying, like it's like you've given them £1 million. I'm not joking. Oh. So I love doing that, it's the most rewarding thing ever. And if I can't help them, that's where the wigs come into it. So then we started making wigs, because I thought, if I can't help the people who've got no hair, then I'm not going to turn them away. So then I started making wigs to help them as well. So I don't know, like,
is it more rewarding?
Oh, it's the most rewarding thing in the world. Yeah, they're like, honestly, they're like they're my special ladies. I love them. We're now open, aren't we, next week to do hair loss again. So I've got in touch with the MP and the council, so now we can, because it's in class essential, we can open. So
mint.
So we're fully booked. Like 2 days a week I'm going to go back to the clinic and do that. I can't wait for some normality just to get back to work.
So what, obviously you're doing like 75 different things at once, like, and running things. How is it when you're juggling with work and kids? Like, how did you get from doing what you were doing while you were in the house to doing what you're doing now whilst bringing up two kids?
Oh god, hard. But I've got a really good support. Me, I've got my mum, my dad, like obviously the family, good friends. Paris is nearly 17 now, so she can watch Junie the odd time. Obviously, they're at school. To be honest, now I try and do it between school hours because I've got staff, so they can work from 3 till 6 and fill them hours. Do you know what I mean? So it's a lot easier now. But years ago, oh man, I don't know. Do you know what? I don't know how I thought.
I was going
to
say, do you look back and be like,
I manage that? Yeah, I look back and I think, God, I used to work every single hour. But to be fair, I think the kids just didn't have a mum. It's really bad. Obviously, they had the dad. Like, the dad was just the one who was like,
they were just walking about.
Yeah, they were just like, when I worked more, they were just like, oh, fend for yourself. And I was joking. But I don't know. I really don't know how I managed it. I don't, but I did manage it. But like I say, the dad was really, really good. And like, my mum and my family are really, really good.
Yeah, and the lifestyle and stuff you've given now is like, I know it's not, everyone's got their own opinion on it, where it's like, money over time and all the rest of it, but there's got to be a balance. In my opinion, there has to be a balance.
Oh yeah, I do feel like, though, at the beginning I probably didn't spend enough time with them, and I used to buy them back, sort of buy the love, which is quite sad because I didn't see them. But in my back of my mind, I think I'm building an empire for your future with all this I'm doing for you. It's like, yeah, that's the truth. Like, now they can, you know, I can set them up when they're like, no, I'm not saying I'm absolutely loaded because I'm far from it, but we're comfortable, like, yes, we're all right, and you know, they'll have a canny future. But they've got to work for it, they've got to go out there and get a job. I mean, don't get me wrong, like, they've got a good starting point in life, I think, where,
yeah, you've given them a better starting point than they would have done if you'd have been in the same place you were 11 years ago.
Yeah, definitely. Oh god, yeah, definitely. But they don't, like I said, they don't get everything handed on a plate. They did at the beginning, but I totally put a stop to it about 2 years ago because I started not appreciating anything. Like, they just thought, was our Paris would drop a phone and break it. Oh, it's all right, Mum, get me a new one. I was like, oh, you really are going to get a new one. So I had to put a stop to that. But I don't know. I'll make them wear. They will work when they're older. They will.
Do you think you'd have Paris working with you?
I don't know. I think when she grows up a little bit, maybe, but we'd just be clash. She's nearly 17. She's full of hormones. It's her world. We all live in it. It's one of them, isn't it? But maybe. I don't know. I don't think she wants to get into that, though, you know. She obviously should be caring like a nana. She's got that care inside of her, though. She loves it. She's just...
But what, like, at what point did you think, right, this is definitely what I want to do for my future? Like, was it literally a case of... Because you had two kids. How old was Junior when you started?
He was about one.
Was he?
Yeah, he's 12 now.
Oh my god,
he's only
one,
and about an outfit as well. He's why I was doing hair and
picture. Yeah, but when did, was it just like a whim of, let me try this, see if it'll work? Because back then, to be fair, extensions weren't a big thing.
No, but I don't know the words, but I think I hit it at the right time because, like I say, they weren't a big thing. But then when, I'm not saying, god, there's people out there doing extensions, there's enough business to go around for everyone. This is why we started the Trade Academy as well, because obviously I know how well you can do in hair extensions. It's nice to see other people do well. That's why we've got the Trade Academy up and running. I don't know, just...
Yeah, but there must be you must have had some assholes or people trying to put you down for what you were
doing.
Oh, God,
Carla, you wouldn't even believe the stuff we went through, honest to God. We've had people slate us on Facebook. Well, you know, one of my pet hates as well is when another hair extensionist does it, because I always think in the back of my mind, like, why do you do that? Why do you always like want to slag head candy off like it's because it's done so well or whatever? You know, notes. You don't even know who we are. If you come in the salon, met us, you'd actually love us all. Like you don't, and it doesn't make you look any better by slagging another company off, because it's going to happen to you one time. You're going to do somebody's hair and make a mistake. Cause that's how you learn.
Yeah.
Like my girls who I've trained up, they've had people complaining. It's only normal, but yeah. Like it's. I just, one of my pet hates is when if somebody comes in and complains and they go somewhere else to get it fixed, that person will put it on Facebook, I've corrected Head Candy's work. And I'm like, you don't need to do that, because that person who you've corrected probably hasn't even come up to us and asked us to resolve it. Like,
and even if everybody was on the A game every single day, you would still get someone who's not going to be happy with something for some reason.
Abby Carly, you can book a 7-star hotel and there's always going to be about what one-star review. Yeah. It's just one of them, isn't it? You can't please everyone. But that's one of the things I can't stand, is when people do. I can't stand social media, like slandering. I hate it. I just think, go to the person. We're really, really approachable, Head Candy. Every single staff member in that salon is approachable. There's not one cow in there, to be fair, unless I'm due my period, but you know.
So, in terms of where you've got from where you are now, what's been the most difficult part of it? Like,
I think staff's the hardest part ever. Like, getting the right team. Like, you get attached to your staff, you love them like family, and then when obviously they want to leave and spread the wings, that's fine. Sometimes it's the way they go about it, and loyalty as well. I'm a very loyal person, so I always expect it in return, and when someone's not loyal to you, that's been a difficult thing for me. It messes with me. I can't cope with it. I've got better with it as time's gone on, and like obviously
I've got thicker skin.
I've got thicker skin now, and my guard's up sometimes when I take people on, and I kind of suss them out straight away as well. I always think, even if you're self-forged, because all my staff are working that shop, like I want them to love that like 100%. No one's ever going to love your business like you love it, but I want them to. And like, don't get me wrong, you've got Jake, Meg, you've got all of them, and they all do love, I mean, a lot of them work themselves but under Head Candy, they do love it, but then you always know when someone's going to come in and they want to, like, I don't know, like it worries me because of past things that have gone on. I don't know, just,
yeah, but you're training them, aren't you?
Yeah, like, I'm training them,
you're putting a lot of time and effort into making sure that they're doing a job and you're teaching them everything you know.
Yeah,
obviously there's a big risk there that they're going to then, you spent all that time training them up, then they're going to leave.
Don't get me wrong, Danielle, who worked with me for years, I trained her, she's gone and done her own thing now. I'm not bothered. Like, if anything, I help her all the time. She does lives and asks me out, wants to question everything. We have our heads up, and you know, she uses my hair and she just texts me all the time, Janine, I'm going to do this, can you match out for me? And I help her out, like, because she went away, that she left on the right terms. Like, but I think that's the most difficult thing, when you get attached to a staff member and then they just leave but be like an arsehole about it.
And as well in your salon, because the atmosphere is such, I believe, such a massive factor to why it's a success. That's my, like, just from coming in.
I always say that.
Because it's so different.
Yeah.
It's not like going in a normal salon. Like, a lot of time you walk in a salon, like, and you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Whereas when you walk in yours, it's like you've got four different people, even if they don't know you're going, you're all right. It's so relaxed. So, your staff are a big part of that, because they make the atmosphere massive.
But that's like, if anyone, well, they probably can't say that, but you always find that somebody says, like, oh, it's like, I don't know, are they bitchy in there or whatever? I'm like, oh my god, we really aren't. Like, so don't worry, just one big family. You come in, we'd be like, oh, put your feet, we've had people coming in with a hangover, throwing up in the toilet, Janine made me a coffee, and I'm like, oh, for god's sake, one minute, my client's come in, a coffee, sort of life out. That's just what we're like. It's just, but I do believe that. I always say, Head Candy's known, I know we do good transformations and our work's amazing, but it's known for the staff, they love the staff. They actually do love the staff in there. Like, everybody who comes in there, they just be your best friend. Like, people always say, you have to look for New Year's, and you know, do someone's weave or whatever. Hey, God, we need a night out. Every single time, I'm like, oh, yeah, invite me out. Single now, I'll be out here.
Never.
I'm single now.
But, like, how, in terms of, like, the social media, that, I'm going to ask you something, it might be a bit thingy, and don't have to answer it, but does it bother you, like, the way everything's got to be or seem sort of picture perfect all the time, and like your lives and that now, the more you're like, you're saying more about like how it really is, like when people are asking you questions.
Well, do you know, this is one of the reasons in the first lockdown, this is why I've done some of the lives, because I wanted to paint a picture of what Head Candy is really like, Now, you know me, Carly, I used to babysit for you, you know what I'm like, and I'm quite, I know I'll come across, but really I'm quite shy in a way, like, people are going to laugh when they listen to this back, because obviously I'm not shy when I'm in the salon, because that's my second home, not shy at home, but I am around new people, and I wouldn't dare stand on the stage and talk, like, when we won the award, I was so mortified, saying, thanks, I can't bear it, and how long have you taught me to do this podcast, and I'm just being like, no, I'll leave them alone, but, I wanted to come across and show the people the real side of Head Candy. That's why we do the live, and it was a massive hit on Instagram. Like, we were getting people, please do a live tonight, in the Q&As and stuff like that, and they love it. And I think people relate to me a lot, because I'm down to earth.
You're normal.
Normal, quite common. Dead chubby.
Not common.
Oh, I'm dead chubby. I go to work in my slippers sometimes. My mum goes, I don't know how you dead. I'm like, oh, I don't care. I've got a busy day to start at 7. I finish at 7. I'm going in my jam bottoms and my slippers. I'm not bothered. My clients know what I'm like. They're not asked.
Yeah, but this is what I mean. This is why it's different, because you are literally just yourself.
Yeah,
and
totally.
It's not like I think sometimes, especially with social media, it's like a big thing of, oh, look how perfect everything is, and look how great everything is. It's like, nah.
I'll tell you a story. One time, a girl came from London, it was a few years ago, and she got a train to get her hair done. And she was quite posh, and I was thinking, oh my God, on Instagram, it looks amazing. I mean, we are amazing, but like, it looks like a really posh salon. It looks, it's come across like, I was thinking, I'm going to die inside when she comes in my salon and sees, like, Jake being Jake, for a start, I love him to death, but, and you've got Megan screaming at the other end of the salon, and then
Emma,
you've got
singing.
Emma doing the splits or singing, yeah, whatever, and I was thinking, oh my God, I'm going to die. Anyway, this client, when she was absolutely gorgeous, very, very, you know, you look at somebody thinking, oh, she's gorgeous there, dead posh, she was from like a really nice place, and does talk dead posh. I was like, what? By the end of that day, she absolutely loved the salon, and she still comes back.
Once a year she comes back
here, gets a weave in and gets refitted in London every year, loves it. And that was a few years ago, and I always think she loved the vibe, and I got the wrong end of that. I judged her wrong. I was thinking in my head, oh God, she's dead. Is it Knightsbridge?
Yeah.
Is that quite posh?
Yeah.
Well, that's where she's from, and I was thinking, oh God, no. I used to go to everyone, please don't be screaming, she's please, and she comes and just does. Oh, she loved it in the end. She sat drinking a can of Bud with us. I'm not even joking. A can of Bud. I was pouring mine in a cup, and she was just having a can of Bud. But yeah, she comes back now once a year, gets a weave done.
But like, for girls who are wanting to start their own business and things, like, would you say the best way to create recurring business where people are going to keep coming back is just by just be yourself?
Yeah, be yourself. Don't let anybody stand in the way. Don't put this false personal, because you're a business owner and you think you're this, that and the other. Just be who you are. Just, don't know, like, I was saying this earlier on, like, I was, me and my friends were talking, we were on about, like, what advice you would give, because I was worried about questions you were asking me, and I was saying, what advice would you give? And they were like, well, I don't know. And I was like, but I feel like I've just won this. Like,
I've winged it.
I've winged the full thing, and like, it just happened. And like, well, it really hasn't, because you've put, like, you've actually worked your ass off, but... Yeah, definitely just be yourself.
But you don't mourn, though. That's
no,
one thing I'll
no,
give you. Like,
I don't.
You...
And I tell you another thing as well. Always, never ever fob a complaint off. If anybody comes in and complain, like years ago, I remember one girl, her extensions kept falling out. It was right at the beginning of my career, right? And I was thinking, oh my God. It was. I think she, at the time, I think it was about £150 a full head. Obviously, it's gone up now to 3 years. And I was mortified, and I was like, oh my God, and I was in tears, and I was like, pull yourself together, sort your head out, this is just going around. But I took it that personal, like, I couldn't stand it, and I was like, anyway, I give her a refund, and I refit to her everything. But I think that's really good customer service, that's what you should do.
Yeah.
And make that client go away, like, and she, you know, she did come back and got her head and whatever, but I always think just never, ever, ever fob a client off, never not pay, like, not pay, but never...
You treat people
just
how you like
to be
treated.
Yeah, that's what I don't... Exactly, yeah. I think good customer service goes a long way. I mean, that's one thing Head Candy does have, 1,000%.
But are you a stresshead?
Massively.
But you don't ever come across as a stresshead?
No, I actually am a stresshead. Like, I am the biggest stresshead known to man. I'm not even joking. Ask
Give me an example of how you're a stresshead.
Carl, I don't know, you're putting me on the spot now, but if you ask the staff, they will all say, they always say I'm the messiest, I'm the scruffiest, like, I'm not even like a boss, I'm just like, and they're massive, massive stressor. But with the salon, I'm probably not, you know, because like I don't ask if we go, if we finish work and the salon's a mess, I'll just go, I'm not bothered. Remember the flood? When you get your head in, there's flood, and I come strolling over, and I was like,
bearing in mind, just for everyone listening, Jake was doing my hair after hours as a favour, bless him, because he gets tortured. And he was washing, I had Alba with me, didn't I?
Yeah.
Brought Alba, you know, because I was working in between.
Or is it money making business?
Yeah, so I had Alba with me. And literally, he was doing my hair, and we went away, and he started putting a toner on or something, and he was like, where's all that? Alba was literally puddling, like she was tapping in the water with her feet, like singing Muddy Puddles of Peppa Pig, and we were like, what's she going on about? We turned round, the full salon was flooded to the point where we didn't want to go, it's coming through the ceiling.
We flooded about 10 times.
We were like, what is wrong, what's happened? And no one understood what had gone on. You were like, we rang you going, hey God, this is happening. It's all right, I'll ring so and so, like, just, that's what I mean, like, you do come across very like, as if, don't sweat the small stuff, like, type
yeah,
thing. Like,
I am.
Don't
I'm
get
probably,
yourself worked up.
I stress over the most stupid things, like, I don't know, like, just nothing to do with work. Example, your mum was here the other day, and I was like, oh, the bins need putting out, and I know there's too much rubbish going in the bins, and she was like, what are you on about? Like, and I kept banging on, and then I hired a skip, and got the rubbish, and I was like, oh my God, the skip's too, and she's like, oh my God, I stress over stupid things, like, stress with the kids, I'm a stressor with the kids.
But why do you think you're not like that with business?
Don't know, just think.
Could you think you've got good control of that?
But yeah, well, like, yeah, I have, but I do rely on the staff a lot as well, like, because they, I think we all have good control over it. I think if I take all the credit, they'll all be screaming at me later on when we listen to this podcast. Because in all fairness, Michelle, who's the manager, I don't know what I'd do without her. She's just like, she's like ruled, like runs my full life. I'm not even joking, everything. Like this morning, did you make that appointment for the doctors? Like she's totally like...
Yeah, she's on you.
Yeah, she's on my back all the time. And the staff, like if they need a day off, they go to Michelle or...
What do you actually do then?
I don't do anything. I just come home for the odd week now.
In your fucking slip.
Yeah, and then I'm like, we've got me, Michelle's my business partner with the hair brand, you see. I asked her to be my business partner. And I was like, we need a warehouse. She's like, right, one second. I was like, no, we've got the warehouse. And then she was like, and I was like, I need a new salon. And we've got the new salon. She's like, oh, she can't keep up with me, Michelle. But
yeah,
this is the difference. I'm a risk taker and dead spontaneous. She's... sits back and she like observes,
yeah.
But she's like, no, Janine, I'm like, no,
I've done it,
yeah, but it's already done, signed, sealed, delivered, it's done. She's like, oh, I can't go, but it works every time,
yeah. But is there anything you regret? Is there anything you think, I wish I'd actually sat and thought about that?
Well, no, not really. The new salon, we've done it different, we've done a lot of business planning this time round, where sometimes I'm thinking, is this a good thing or a bad thing? Because the first time I'd done no business plan, I got
just
the salon
in.
And that was a jump head first and it worked. But this one, we've done everything, we've wrote everything out, we've done what we want to do, what who's going in what room, like what we're going to bring to the business, we've done everything, and I'm thinking, that scares me, that's too organised.
Yeah.
And I'm like an organised.
And you're waiting
guest.
For it to be a yeah. success
I'm,
type thing.
Yeah, it's going to work, it's definitely going to work, like the hair loss is already working. This is the reason why I've got the new salon, because I thought, push all the beauty in the salon, I can't really... I don't know, like, I can't tell anyone where it is yet, but it's definitely...
Oh,
no, I haven't told anyone where the salon is yet.
Is it somewhere good?
It is. I think everyone's like, hey, it's in London. Oh, my God, it's in Newcastle. I want it to be in Leeds. I'm like, just wait. You just wait.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so nobody knows where it is.
No sneak peek for the podcast, like?
I might tell you when this is off.
All right, okay.
But, yeah.
So, in terms of, like, the kids and stuff, obviously, I know Paris is, like, nearly 17, but... if they could learn anything from you, like from what you've done from start to finish, even from before you were doing the hair, what would you want them to learn? Like, what would you wish they could learn from you?
I just want them to, like, don't rely on anybody. Just, I don't rely on anybody. I set myself totally. Like, I obviously paid for the course myself, got the salon myself, paid for everything myself, worked it. And I just want them to do the same. I want them to be driven. I don't really know. I just... don't let anybody stand in your way. I tell this all the time. Anyway, our junior wants to be a blogger. What a sh... like...
don't know, like...
I know, I'm saying a shit job, but I'm like, really? And he's like, that's our generation now, though, isn't it? Well, their generation, so maybe it's a good thing. But
it's because it's different. Like yours, your generation. Like, I'm not saying you're old.
Well, I am old. I'm really 40. Come
on. But that's like,
it's completely
that's out
different,
of it.
Yeah.
Like compared to nowadays, like that's how people like. It's all media, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But Junior's like, I'm saying really, but I've ended up getting the full game and computer and all that. So he's got everything up, set his blog and thing up. Just waiting for my nephew to come round and set it all up for him. But Paris, I don't know. I'd love them just to. I don't know,
but they've seen you what really, when you look at what you've done, you've started from nothing, you've grew this up to where it's now like what, 4 and 5 businesses, and you've done it yourself through absolute graft, and they've seen that, even though you might not have been there and stuff.
See, when I grew up, we never got anything. Don't get me wrong, my mum and dad, God, absolutely worshipped them and give us all the love in the world, but we had nothing. Now my kids have everything because I give them everything, so this is the difference, right? So I had to graft my own. We all have, me and my 2 brothers have grafted our ass with what we've got. We've all done really well, and this is where I think sometimes I've gone a little bit wrong, because I give them everything they want.
Yeah,
I did. I've slowly stopping it now, and I think I've made her off my own backy, because now they think that they can just have whatever they want. Like, I sit here and I get a text on my phone, Uber Eats getting delivered. I'm like, you're talking to me. I was kicking off last night. I'm sick of eating rates. Like, but I don't know. I think they'll think they've got everything on a plate when they haven't really.
Yeah, but at the same time, to be fair to you, when you are working that many hours and they are kids, they don't really, as much as you explain to a child, I'm doing this for this and this, they don't understand what that means. They don't get why you're doing that.
Yeah.
So you probably do feel a little bit like guilty and
want to
compensate by, all right, well, this mum's doing this so that you can have this and you can do this, because then that's what they understand at that age, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite, like I said earlier on, it's quite sad, because I do feel like sometimes I did buy them a lot, like, because I was never at home, I was constantly working, and like, look, like, obviously the kids start, like Mark, he used to have the kids all the time, and because he'd come in at say like 4, my mum would have them at 4, like 3 till 4, and then he'd come in, he'd have them, and then I'd get strong at 8 and 9, so like get them anything they wanted, just because I felt so guilty for not seeing them. And then I just think, oh my god, this is really bad, like, mother, this is really terrible.
Just buying love.
Buying love, honestly. Like, no, we've got a really good bond with kids, but now I have like sort of put a stop to it slightly, and they hate me for it, because they're like, I need some new trainers. Like, no, you can just wait. And they're like, on
JD.
They've
got chores in that.
What?
They've got chores. Like, Jamaican, well, like, doing stuff in the house and that.
God. Did you not see Apple Estates on Facebook? They did not see Gala.
No.
So the other day I said, I'm sick of this. This house is a mess. I've already know, blah, blah. It's like, it's hard because I'm running, like, I'm doing the wigs at home, so I'm always busy.
Yeah.
So I was like, the house is a mess. You don't even pick a pot up in the house. I said, right, Paris, your boyfriend's going home. Your PlayStation's going, mum, nana's. I've had enough. No, they jumped out of bed, out of the bedroom for 8 o'clock at night. Start washing the pots, clean the kitchen. So, yeah.
You just need to actually threaten them first.
Yeah, I just shot a few threats first, but yeah. Trying. They need to help me out.
They do when you're working that many hours, but at the same time, like, it's hard when you are working so much to then come home and start nagging and going on.
You come today, you're like, it's like a show house, and you're thinking, no, Carl,
no,
it's not.
No, it really is.
I've cleaned up today and it's spotless, but tomorrow it'll be a shit tip.
But if you could give anyone one line of, like,
now you're going to put me on the spot.
Yeah, I am, because I don't think you realise how, like, what you've actually done, and I think there'll be a lot of people who look and be like, how can I do that? And what's been the biggest lesson you've learned throughout all this? What's, like, from start to finish, what would you say is the biggest thing you've learned and thought, that's, you know, that's what other people should learn?
The biggest thing I've learned in business is trust, maybe. Don't trust everyone 100%, because everyone's with themselves, and there's no loyalty where business lies at all. I've massively learned that. Like, and just look after yourself and your own business. Look after everybody else. Like, I look after all the staff, and they look after me. But just keep that guard up slightly when you've got your own business. That's what I would say, definitely.
So if all the people listening, if they don't know who Red Candy is, where can they find you, like, Instagram wise they can tell people
Instagram,
where
they find Head you. Candy Hair, Facebook, and then Candy, it's all on there. If you go on Head Candy Hair Extensions on Instagram, all our pages are actually in the bio, so you just click on them and look at the other ones.
Right, well, it's been a pleasure, love.
It's been a pleasure. Shall we have
Thank
a while?
Thank you very much.
You have been listening to the Money Making Mothers podcast with Carla Edwards. If you have enjoyed the show, then leave a 5-star review on iTunes. Make sure to tune in next time, and don't forget, you can have it all.